Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a throw hell to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 33-year-old Alexander Kudlay and 29-year-old Victoria, oh boy, Pustavitova, the both of somewhere in Ukraine. All right, I'm struggling with this, man. Not enough vowels, right? Anyway, you might be familiar with the story. They're the couple that handcuffed themselves together for over 4 months to both test and prove their love, not just to themselves, but to the world. They did everything together. That includes going to the bathroom, to grocery shopping. But as of May 19th, they actually broke the world record for the most time chained together as a couple. But that wasn't the point of why they did it. The point was that they would remain chained until they got married. Well, after 123 days together, their chain was finally severed by giant cutters at a ceremony at the Unity Monument, which is the same place where they began this odyssey and locked themselves together. And a crowd of supporters showed up. They looked on, cheered them on, and Alexander and Victoria announced that they were breaking up effective immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Right. Did you see her quote?
Oh, yeah. And trust me.
What was the quote? It was just something like they, and she's like, yes, like free.
I'm
something.
Free.
And there's like, we're done.
They're done. I mean, and look, they didn't make it like a big long thing. They're like, look, we're done.
Yeah.
And that was the ceremony.
I think I even saw a quote. It was something like, we'd hope to never see each other.
They actually moved to opposite sides of the country after this. Now, no offense to anyone, and I know I come off as a cynic, but I like to say it's being a realist. When they first announced that they were doing this, like, this is the worst idea I've ever had. And look, if you are with your spouse or your girlfriend or fiance right now, I want you to look at each other, right? I know you love each other. There's little things that bug you about each other. Imagine handcuffing yourself to that son of a bitch for the next 4 months.
He definitely outkicked the coverage, though.
That's why I believe it was his idea, oddly enough. It legitimately was his idea. I understand, mm-hmm. But that party is over, because it turns out 123 days together, it's time to go. So in the meantime, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on.
A Father's Day inspired Bad Choice Friday. Father number one would be Billy Ray Cyrus. He's got six kids. That's right, six kids total. And the tune, Achy Breaky Heart, he took on Will Smith as DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince's Summertime, up for the battle. And Mike, how was the voting?
Not very close at all, Miles. The people, being the smart crew that they are, took a look at what each artist brought us into the world. And while Billy Ray brought us the tremendous talent of Miley Cyrus, Will Smith unfortunately brought us Jaden Smith. And therefore, he is our bad choice for today.
There you go, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Welcome to the weekend, bitches. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Smiles and throw the men's room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. Conan
O'Brien.
We're going to miss you, Conan. Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Smith.
And now.
Oh,
is it Ted or is it late night?
All those things are true. But these guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Father's Day is this Sunday, and Americans are expected to spend over $20 billion. That story again on Sunday, over 20 billion scratch-off tickets will be sold.
Seth Meyers. Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Well, guys, this Sunday is Father's Day. That's right, Father's Day is this Sunday, and Americans are expected to spend over $20 billion. That story again on Sunday, over 20 billion scratch-off tickets will be sold.
I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they said the family they married into, like somebody runs a meat shop, like a butcher shop. So they were like, yeah, you don't get like goofy ties and stuff. You just get meat.
Get meat? Yeah.
I was like, right?
Yeah.
That was my reaction. Like,
or get a tie made out of meat.
Tie meat.
Tie meat. Don't go there.
I know.
I go for the beaches. My daughter's going to teach there.
Rihanna's lingerie line, Savage X Fenty, recently unveiled a new line of open back crotchless leggings. So, socks? I think she's selling socks.
Seth Meyers.
Meyers. Yeah, it's Meyers.
Singer Rihanna's lingerie line, Savage X Fenty, recently unveiled a new line of open back crotchless leggings, so socks? I think she's selling socks.
A computer programmer in the Philippines gave his son the name Hypertext Markup Language, or HTML. Pretty sure the baby's first words will be why.
Fallon.
Ted. Fallon.
A computer programmer in the Philippines gave his newborn son the name Hypertext Markup Language. Or HTML, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the baby's first word will be, why?
Some entertainment news. Matthew McConaughey now says he won't run for governor of Texas because the state is all right, all right, all right.
Me, Ted Smith. I hope that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
God.
Rihanna released a new line of open back crotchless leggings that reveal the wearer's butt. Well, over in the men's fashion department, they've added an 18th pocket to cargo shorts.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, it's Meyers.
That's right. Rihanna's lingerie line unveiled a new line of open back crotchless leggings that reveal the wearer's butt. Well, over in men's fashion, they've added an 18th pocket to cargo shorts.
This weekend is Father's Day.
It is.
It is. Yeah. I hope I get some of those, backless, crotchless, whatever the hell's.
Yeah, they're crotchless, backless leggings.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, around the house, cool. I don't know if I want you sitting on my couch without underwear on, first of all. Unless
really?
We just...
Around the house. It's something I clean in.
Well,
you come to my house.
You can't wear those out in public. Hey, look, we spent the last year, you couldn't go in a store without a mask on. You come in with your butt hanging out, I don't know why I thought they wouldn't be wearing underwear. They're just crotchless.
It depends who it is. Yeah. You say Rihanna, you picture Rihanna wearing them.
Yes.
You're like, please come to my store.
That's correct.
But we understand the truth. If you look around the United States, it ain't looking like Rihanna.
No.
It'll be the people whose butts show whether they intended to or not.
It feels a little bit like if I invented a shirt that was just sleeves.
Right. Just a collar and sleeves, yeah.
Just
that might be all right. I like that.
That'd be a weird look.
Yeah, it would be.
Fashionable.
Fashionable. I don't know how it works. So I have here a list of the worst movie and TV dads.
Okay.
Any guesses?
What is their criteria? Is it that they're stupid, which is every father on every sitcom? Is it that they're mean?
Some of it's because they're mean. Some of it... I don't know that it's that
Archie
dumb.
Bunker.
Ed O'Neill.
All right. Al Bundy. Al Bundy's second on the list.
Okay. All right.
You guys are missing a massive one. The worst fathers.
Worst fathers.
Remember,
Peter Griffin.
It's TV and movies.
Oh, movies too.
Worst father. Darth Vader.
Yes.
Is that really?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, exactly. Wait a minute. Wait. He wasn't the worst. Yeah, he chopped off
his kid's hand.
But he also saved his kid's ass.
And then he knocked
his kid's ass. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay.
After the fact.
Right.
He brought him to the bad guy, and then he had a change of heart, man.
Yeah, that's a good time for a change of heart, player.
I mean, I won't deny that, but you can't say he's a good dad because he changed his mind.
I didn't say he's a good dad. I just said I don't think he's the worst dad.
From the outside in, Star Wars is a pretty weird place.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The dad chops off his son's hand, yeah. And then didn't the hero guy, like, hook up with his sister?
No, he just made out with him for a second. Right, yeah. And to be fair, the son chopped off dad's hand, too.
And incest is legal in space.
Yeah, little known fact.
That's right.
You can have sex with a Wookiee or your sister. It's cool. It's a great place.
I'll take the Wookiee.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go Wookiee.
Can you imagine that was the only area that was shaved? How about that?
You groomed for that.
Like a front baboon thing going on there.
I've been there myself. Twin Lannister?
Oh,
Tywin.
Yeah.
Tywin.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody sucked in that show.
All right, so these are the worst TV and movie dads. Mr. Wormwood from Matilda.
Matilda.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Matilda is like...
See, I would say him from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
My man, Miles. He makes the list twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
After Mr. Wormwood is Frank Reynolds, the father of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was a bastard in Taxi too.
I mean, he wasn't a dad.
He
does well at that.
Just plays that role.
He's the Penguin. He's the head in Taxi. Right. Everything Danny DeVito does,
you like him
in spite of who he is.
He almost just plays the same character.
Well, and he's kind of the scheming one in Twins, right? With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. Yeah.
Mike, if you've never seen that movie, you should watch that. All right. Jack Torrance from The Shining, played by Jack Nicholson.
Again, like he was fine, and things went south. He didn't plan on trying to kill his family. The ghost got into his head. What do you want, man?
Yeah. But he still killed him, right?
Yeah.
No, he tried to kill them.
Oh, well.
Still pretty bad.
He chased his kid until he froze out.
A lot of people have bad parents, but like most parents haven't tried to kill their kids.
But most parents are not influenced by demonic ghosts.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean, was the kid from The Exorcist a bad kid?
Well, yeah, because the devil.
He was a devil.
Or she, yeah.
Not the Omen, Miles, but from The Exorcist.
Oh, The Exorcist.
Yeah.
No, she was not a bad kid.
Right.
She was not a bad kid.
She had the demon inside of her. Same with Jack.
You should say she was possessed.
That's fair.
I don't want that out of context.
That's what people say when I have sex with her.
That sounds, yeah.
Dude, I told
a demon inside of me.
Yeah. Talk dirty.
Oh, come on.
I told you the wedding I was at was a Catholic wedding. The priest went on this story. I never heard this one, but there was a woman that got married 7 times, but had a demon inside of her.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was like, Father, you're losing the audience. Randy the Ram Robinson, played by Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
I saw that movie once, so it's a great movie. I just don't remember.
Would you want that guy to be your dad?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't want any professional wrestler to be my dad. They would never be home. You know what I mean? It would be just one of those things.
I think I'd be cool with The Rock being my dad.
Yeah, he's a little different.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's a professional wrestler.
No, he's not.
The Wrestler is a great movie. That is super
Trust
depressing.
Me. You don't want Buff Bagwell being your dad.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, The Wrestler, again, that's one of those good movies, but that's one of those ones, like, you watch it once and you go, okay, seen it. Get it. Red Foreman from that 70s show.
He wasn't a bad dad.
He was just a mean, I mean, not mean, he just didn't put up with a lot and talked very, and called him an idiot and stuff. Like to me, that's kind of what dads do.
Yeah, your kids are teenagers.
Yeah.
He was acting appropriately, I think.
Frank Gallagher, the dad on Shameless, played by William H. Macy.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, so now the top two, the worst TV and movie dads, Al Bundy, from Married with Children. Mm-hmm.
I see why they say that, but I don't necessarily.
He was just curmudgeon-y.
He was, but he provided for his family.
Right.
Man, he was getting fights with his son, not against his son, but like, hey, bub, we're going to knock these mofos out. He would say, let's rock, and they threw down. I liked him.
Yeah, and he's one of the greatest running backs at Polk High.
Yeah.
And then number one on the list, Homer Simpson.
Oh, really? I don't think he... Well, I mean...
Worse than Darth Vader.
No.
Yeah, how is saying, Peter Griffin not on this list?
Serious.
Yeah. I mean, Peter Griffin, like... But he barely does anything for those kids. He's always down at the clam. Right? Like, there's multiple DUIs. I'm like,
multiple DUIs. Okay, great.
By the way, this weekend, speaking of Peter Griffin, I know Mike and I are fired up for this one. Sunday night, Adult Swim, 5th season premiere, Rick and Morty.
All right. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Canadian authorities are looking for the owner of a llama who was found wandering down Highway 400. Meanwhile, people are divided by a man who popped the question to the maid of honor before the other couple had wed. Man attempts to steal U-Haul van by spray painting it black. Olympic athletes get 160,000 condoms for all the tight bucks that
they want to smack.
And a man accidentally drives his car into a bicycle race with predictable results. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We got a lovely world of the internet where a man shared to TikTok his proposal to his girlfriend. The presentation has the internet split because it was done at another wedding. The video shows the new bride about to toss the bouquet when she suddenly spins around and hands the bouquet to her maid of honor, who is standing behind her, who then is tapped on the shoulder by her boyfriend, who bent the knee. The internet is split on whether or not it was a good or bad move.
Here's the thing. The bride was in on it.
Right.
Therefore, it's a good move. For something who cares.
Right. That's my qualifier. As a general rule, I would say do not propose to somebody at somebody else's wedding.
Fair.
However, when the bride is in on it, forget the groom. It's the bride's day. When she's in on it, you're in the clear. It's okay.
That's it. Right. Okay. Argument over. We move on.
If it was her choice.
Correct.
it's a bride. I guarantee you, if she didn't like the idea, she'd been like, no.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. It's just, I don't know, that's just so tacky.
It is. Look.
It's very tacky.
I don't debate whether it's tacky, but if the bride's cool, I go, then right. Look, because it's all about the bride. The groom is a stand-in.
Right. Yep. And like I said, general rule, don't do it at a wedding. Even if you think, hey, this would be kind of fun to surprise her. Bro, consider other options before you actually
next wedding I go to, bring in a girl dressed in white, and I'm going to propose to her.
There you go.
I'm going to pay her money to say yes.
Good looking out.
But here's my here's my thing, man. As a general rule for me, don't propose publicly.
Right.
I don't care if it's the basketball game and everyone's like, yay. No, this is your private time. Keep your private life.
Right.
And I want to watch a goddamn baseball game. Now, you just took 5 minutes out of my time because you want to marry her?
Right.
The hell do I care?
And now I have to act like I care because if I don't clap, then I'm the jerk.
Right. Everyone's clapping, and it's like I'm just clapping like, you dumb son of a bitch.
In other news, Ontario police are working to take care of a roadblock, and they're trying to figure out who owns it. Reports came in of a llama that had wandered its way onto a local highway, causing a hazard for passing drivers.
Dunga galunga.
After wrangling the animal, they posted... What?
It's the Dalai Lama.
Oh, okay.
Dents on the llama, the floating road, striking. So he hits this ball 10,000 feet at the bottom of this glacier, and he looks at me.
Posted it to Twitter.
He's going
to
stiff me.
Yeah. Looking for the owner and anyone that might be able to help in relocating it.
Llama.
Oh, dear.
I understand you need help with llama relocation. So I'm your guy.
They're looking for somebody with like a horse trailer or something like that to take a llama away.
You have a llama trailer. Can't put a llama that's in a fair. Horse trailer.
It does need its own specific trailer.
Call Paula.
Call Paula. Yeah, it's
she's
true.
She's probably already on her way.
Right? A video shared to Twitter shows a bike race getting a little too intense. The video comes from inside a car pulled off of it on its own lane as the herd of bicyclists fly by. After a few seconds, viewers can start to see evidence that the group is starting to encroach in the car's lane. Until finally, one of the bikes goes end over end into the car, with a couple more that follow.
Yeah, it's inevitable, man.
It is. If it's on Twitter and it's blowing up, likely.
It seems crazy that guy's on that road.
Right. You'd figure right. with a bike.
I figure where they live, there's probably not a lot of options. It looks like you're in the middle of it. It's a two-lane road in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. You know? A man in New York is accused of stealing a U-Haul truck despite having a foolproof plan of hiding in a plain sight. He made off with the truck and quickly tried to camouflage himself by spray painting the van black to hide the U-Haul signage, not remembering the decal sticker right there in the windshield. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Hey, sir, we appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend there. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there in summertime. Starts on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.